as jy stil bly in die bedryf, dink mense, ag, weet jy, dit is nou verby. Jy kom nie weer terug nie. Jy het so wat, 10 jaar gevat?
Maar weet jy, ek wil net vir jou sê, ek was stil, maar ek was nie so stil nie, want ek en Wynand het in die laaste 10 jaar daarom saam albums uitgebring. Mm-hmm. The reason why I haven't done a solo album is, I think any mom will tell you, that you kind of, maybe lose yourself a little bit in the beginning, and it's actually taken me this long to actually just start feeling like myself again.
Yeah.
And I recently turned 40. So it's like, it feels to me like a rebirth, if you know what I mean, of myself.
You should see this 40-year-old woman over here. This 40-year-old girl over here.
Yeah.
Let me put it like that. Lisa, so during that time, obviously without you releasing new music or the album, like you would put it, was there a time where you felt like, yes, ek is nou maar, you know, musiek moet bietjie vaag. Was there a time where you said, I feel like that I'm done, but I'm not done, maar yes, ek weet nie waar om te begin nie.
Yeah, you know what, that is exactly what it's like. It took me, like I said, this long to start feeling like myself again. In terms of the music, I've been doing it since I'm 9 years old, so there's nothing else that I can do. There's al wat ek wil doen ook. Daar is daar wat ek vir myself sê, kan ek asseblief net nie by die huis bly my kinders groot maak nie, want I feel like I miss out on so much when I'm traveling. But put me on a stage behind a microphone with a guitar in my hand and the feeling is there and I never want to lose that feeling. So as long as I'm still enjoying it, I will continue doing what I'm doing.
So what would you say was your biggest challenge or some of your biggest challenges during that period?
Well, during that period, honestly, for me probably, and this is the honest truth, it was probably the transformation of probably my entire body, if you know what I mean.
I
had gotten extremely big. I had gotten extremely big, and the more I was depressed about it, the more I started eating, and I just didn't feel very comfortable in my own skin on a stage. You know, you're competing against the most unbelievably beautiful people out there, and I just wasn't feeling myself at all. Until recently, I went on a lifestyle transformation in 2015 and I lost.
Wait, don't say it.
Oh, okay, I won't say it.
How, I want you to explain that story to me exactly, but we're going to get to
cool.
that. Now, what ignited that spark back for music?
The spark was always there, definitely, in terms of my own music.
Yeah.
I got inspiration. The minute I started having kids, I got inspiration to start writing my own music, which has been wonderful. But I've been sitting with a whole bunch of tracks for the last couple of years, just hanging on to them and waiting for the right moment to release. Wynand and I have been independent artists for a long time now. And I recently got signed by Universal.
Dang,
which, I know. You know what? I couldn't even believe it myself.
Yeah.
To have a support team like that behind you, I think that counts for a lot at the moment in the industry. And that's what I was kind of craving as well. Mm. You know, you as an independent artist, you fight so much harder to get anywhere. It's a lot more work, a lot more effort. And I think the minute I was approached by Universal, it kind of all fell together and the time was just right.
But then you would also say that the independency did work for you.
Definitely.
For a long run, right? You wouldn't smash that out.
No, definitely
out of your
not.
Box.
Absolutely not. We had an absolutely great run for 10 years. Wynand and I, we released our last two albums on our own with a bit of help with Funk Musik at that time. But it's a tougher road, put it that way, to do it on your own. But the passion was always there. Mm. So that never dwindled.
Voor ons nou jou musiek selection speel, deel jou geheim met ons, Cherie Strydom. I don't believe in that whole metabolism thing. Go to the doctor, do that.
No.
Drink 10 pille a dag en moenie vleis eet nie. What was and what is your secret? 23 kgs.
23 kgs, yeah. Can you believe
Ooh.
It?
How
did I do that?
Nou
okay, so the eerlijkheid, Mac. So I was sitting on my couch one day and I got a phone call from a magazine in South Africa. And the lady, she said to me, she had recently seen me on TV and thought I could lose a few pounds.
All right.
And they put me, along with 10 other women, on a diet for 4 months.
Okay.
And I had to stick to this specific diet, but it's a lot of healthy eating as well going on. It's not like a whole bunch of pills and stuff, you know. It's a lot of healthy eating going on as well. And I actually, the incentive for me to do it was I had to go to Zanzibar and pose in a bikini on the front of a magazine. So I said to her, you know what, can I take like 3 days, like just to think about this? Because this is a big thing. I mean, if I was going to do this for 4 months, I knew I had to put my head into this. Big time. Yeah. It was probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life and probably one of the most rewarding. I think dis wat mense nie verstaan nie, weet jy, jy dink weight loss is 'n quick fix. Dit is glad nie. Hoe langer jy gesond kan lewe, jou lyf shrink van self, Mac, beloof. Jy het natuurlik niks om oor te worry nie, want jy lyk like vir my,
no, ek het six
you're
packs,
in
ek
trim, is, you're in a very good shape.
I was born in Kenya.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so that's the truth, Mac. I went on a diet. That's I had to.
Hiermanda.
Dit was 16 weke, ja, dit was 16 weke die hele program. En na die 16 weke het ek 23 kilos verloor.
Okay, maar wat moes jy? Wat moes jy geëet? Wat het jy geëet? Wat het jy gedrink? En
wel, ek weet jy, ek wil nou nie obviously nou name op die lig gooi nie, maar het was 'n spesifieke dieet wat ek gevolg het. Okay. En saam met dit, ja, dit is net gesond eet, Mac. Weet jy, ek nou eet is fresh products. You know, the stuff out of the packets has got all that added sugar and stuff to it. It's fresh, my friend. Go to the fresh section when you go to the shops now and make yourself some good dinner, you know. You don't have to eat out of mincemeat every night, you know. You can eat, go and buy fresh products.
Veggies are important.
Yeah, veggies, water. There we go. All of those things, all those cliches.
Jy het nie ge-gym nie.
Ek moes. Hulle het vir my ook, weet jy wat het hulle gedoen? Hulle het vir my gym membership gereël in Langebaan vir 3 maande. Ek was 2 keer in die gym. Toe bel ek hulle, toe sê ek, dis nie vir my nie hoor. So no, I didn't gym. My body just literally shrunk itself. I don't know how it happened. It shrunk itself. But I hate the gym, my friend. Like, it's the worst thing ever. If you want to torture me, put me on a treadmill or a bicycle. Yeah.
Jeez, I should have brought a treadmill in tonight. Yes.